Our crumbling infrastructure is a cause for concern. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Nabil Grace, engineer at Lawrence Technological University, describes a new material designed to strengthen our bridges.
Now that rebuilding our nation's infrastructure has become a top priority, we should reconsider how we build highway bridges for cold climates. When salt and water interact with the conventional steel rebar used to reinforce bridges, the result is serious corrosion that leads to costly maintenance and potential replacement. Our research has demonstrated that replacing steel with carbon fiber reinforced polymer will eliminate corrosion. We can double the service lifespan of highway bridges to 100 years and greatly reduce maintenance. Carbon fiber initially costs more than steel, but will save considerable money over time. As a result of our research, carbon fiber has been deployed in 5 highway bridges in Michigan. Our research team is collecting performance data from these bridges in order to develop new design guidelines for highway bridges. These results are being shared with other states. Proposed new designs are tested in our environmental loading chamber that can simulate years of service in a wide range of weather conditions. Another test can measure the long-term loss of tensile strength of the carbon fiber rebar caused by traffic. A fire loading chamber evaluates heat damage. Analyzing data collected in the field and in the lab will help us achieve better designs for highway bridges that will improve driving conditions and save taxpayer dollars.
That was Nabil Grace of Lawrence Technological University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I've seen the bridge, and the bridge is long, and they build it high, and they build it strong, strong enough to hold.